War. The type of war does not matter. It can be a war between two people. It can be between two nations, two states. It can be a war within the government between two factions. It can be a world war. A war between planets. The introduction to Science and Health includes these three quotes. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's from Jesus, quoted by John, chapter 8. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. That's from Shakespeare. The third one is from Mary Baker Eddy. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. This is really the system of Christian Science. We have to know what the truth is. That means understand. And if we do, it will make us free from the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. We have to understand that our thinking has a direct impact on our experience. And if we understand number one and number two, then we will have the blessing. We will have success. We will overcome whatever the problem is at hand. In fact, very likely there will be other problems that we were not even addressing that could very well be solved at the same time. Because in order to have healing, we need to lift ourselves up from the bootstraps. In other words, we have to elevate and transform our own thought. And as we do that, it has a purifying effect on our entire atmosphere, our entire body. And body is defined as everything that is in our consciousness. War means different things to different people. To a corporation that is producing war products, it is profit. Huge profits in many cases. In fact, they live only if we have war. So they are constantly lobbying Congress to have conflicts. To those who are on the front lines that have no option, because perhaps the government forced them to go there, it means drastic things. To Congress, who votes for war, they're probably paid under the table by the companies that profit. So they want war. Every war is man-made. Every war can be prevented. It is usually initiated by human greed, whether it is greed for power, greed for money, greed for control over other people, to rob nations of their natural resources, to reduce population. Anything that is evil could be contributing to war. Or to starting war. Nothing evil is involved when war is ended. Good is involved when war is ended. As mentioned earlier, there are many types of war and it doesn't matter. Right now, there's a threat of several kinds of war. One is nuclear and one is civil. One is a judicial war. The man most qualified to be the President of the United States has a war against him by everyone that is motivated by evil intentions. Because he is the opposite of a warmonger, he is a peacemaker. He is a negotiator. He is a builder of economies. He is a builder of companies. The word civil comes from civilization, the population, the people. It is supposed to be something for the benefit of the people. Anything that is civil means that it is not against the people. The purpose of a city is to have protection for the inhabitants of the city. A civil engineer is one that is involved in projects that are for the benefit of the population, unless it is a military project. The Monroe Doctrine is something that Mary Baker Eddy promoted, and the purpose of the Monroe Doctrine is simply that we don't go to foreign lands to fight. We are supposed to use our military to protect our homeland and nothing else. And that extends to the continent of North and South America. And if it's not being invaded by foreign governments outside of America's, then we're supposed to keep our nose out of it. But that doctrine has been ignored for many, many decades. President Eisenhower warned us, as his departing speech, or a part of it, that we must be wary of the military-industrial complex. That means the companies that are in business to make a profit from war. In his 8 years in office, he realized that that was really the purpose of all of these companies that manufacture war products, and why they have lobbyists in government to try to promote war. He said that was our biggest enemy, the military-industrial complex. That is true right now. They are the ones that want war. They want war everywhere. We have military involved in many countries around the world, and none of them are for peacemaking domestically. They are for war internationally. The conflict in Ukraine is for one reason and one reason only. Because all of Europe encroached on the property of Russia. Russia was to have a neutral territory around their borders. That has been violated, even though there were agreements that indicated it was supposed to remain neutral territory. It has been totally ignored by all those that have been encroaching on the Russian borders. Russia is one of the richest countries in the world, if not the richest, in natural resources. All the greedy countries want to steal it. So they figure if they can destroy the civilization of Russia in any way possible, then they would get all that belongs to Russia for free. Russia was very patient from 2014 until 2022 for 8 years because there was an agreement. And they kept giving the benefit of the doubt to those who signed the agreement to comply with it. Finally, they realized that the only purpose of the agreement was to lie to Russia so that they would not take any defensive measures to prevent the encroachment upon their borders. They were selling their resources for a very low price below the market by far to major countries around the world. The West did not like it because it meant that they were not making the huge profits that they were trying to make from prices that were far above the market price, let alone far above the discounted price that Russia was offering. The easiest place in the world to start a new Christian church is in Russia. Russia expelled all of the bankers from the UK that were trying to run the world. So they are hated by all of the banks that were involved in making huge profits from these central banks. War has no spiritual reason. Every reason for war is evil. Every country that is attacked is the victim of evil. As Christian Scientists, we must take our stand and not let this continue. We must enforce in any way we can the Monroe Doctrine, which means that we take care of our lands and let everyone else stay out of it. America was founded based on the ones in Europe that were tired of the oppression and suppression by all the governments and kings and queens. Their religion was controlled. Everything about their life was controlled. They were being taxed highly. They had basically very little, if any, civil liberties. Freedom was a thing that they didn't know about, but they knew that man should be free. So they came to America to found a new country so that they could exercise what they thought, rightfully so, was man's inherent freedom. The reason that other religions don't like Christian Science is because they are controlled by a bureaucracy. They want to control their population. Christian Science is not supposed to be controlled by a bureaucracy. Unfortunately, after Mary Baker Eddy left, that's exactly what happened. It became totally controlled by a bureaucracy. That is against Christian Science. That is against the Bible. That is against the principles of humanity. Man should be free. We should have the freedom of religion, the freedom of the press. We have neither. It has disappeared. Our Constitution, the original Constitution, has been replaced by another one that gives so many powers to the government. It should be shredded, and the original Constitution should be put back in place. Mary Baker Eddy prophesied that we will go into the longest period of dark ages that the world has ever seen if Christian Scientists do not take a stand and be Christian Scientists. We're not doing it. We haven't been doing it for 110 years or more. And she had to fight her own church for most of her life because they didn't want a woman to be telling them what to do. These are the men. And she had provisions in the manual that when she left, most of the organization of the Christian Science Church would be dismantled because it required her signature in order to continue. And they went to court and probably paid under the table, the courts, to get them to rule in favor of a bureaucracy and against what is clearly stated in the manual. We are at a huge, wide precipice. Either we are going to do nothing, which is what has been happening for 115 years, or we are going to be involved in saving civilization. It is an individual choice. The proponents of evil are trying to reduce the population by 94%. It's publicly advertised, easy on the internet to see the documents where that is their goal. The pandemic was one step of that plan. The next one that they're trying to introduce is going to be much more serious. Imagine breathing what you're supposed to be exhaling. That's exactly what a mask does. It forces you to breathe what you're supposed to be exhaling. Taking a vaccine that has poison purposely as a part of its ingredients, which is genocide, is ridiculous. But that's exactly what the pandemics are all about. The border between Texas and Mexico, or really the U.S. and Mexico, but Texas is where the focus is right now, is an extremely important situation. If the ones who are wanting America to be free do not support the activities of what Texas is trying to do, that is going to be a major loss and a step out into the open space with no floor. I don't know whether this is accurate information, but the latest news on that was that there were supposed to be 700,000 trucks that are forming a convoy throughout the U.S. to go there in support of what Texas is trying to do, and that is to have a valid border so they can control who comes in to their state, which, of course, is their sovereign right. I don't know whether that's a misprint, whether it's supposed to be 70,000 or 7,000, but 700,000 is amazing. I don't know how many semi-trucks there are in the U.S., but 700,000 is a lot. A lot. The military that is loyal to pro-America agendas, freedom, rights of the individual, and so forth, they have sent a lot of trucks down there with razor wire and guns to support protecting the border. And they arrived on Friday, and today is Sunday, so they've been down there for the last couple of days. Having this thing come to a physical war is totally absurd. This should have been handled metaphysically by each one of us. And had we done our duty as a unified group, this would not be where it is right now. Mary Baker Eddy was able to reduce almost to nothing conflicts between nations when she was active on planet Earth. And of course, the former president is the first one in many decades that did not start wars. He froze them or reduced them or eliminated them. War benefits no one that has a good motive. And I repeat, every war that ever existed was a result of greed for one or more of the various material senses. What can we think about regarding war in order to dissolve it? Make it go away. Eliminate it. Neutralize it and convert energy to a productive, constructive purpose. Studying the seven synonymous terms for God is an excellent beginning. Keeping in mind those first three quotes at the beginning of the text of Science and Health. Principle represents balance. It represents harmony. Love is the plan and design of everything in existence. Certainly, both of those are very unified in preventing, stopping, and eliminating war. Thinking people are not passive. They are active. And that thinking should be devoted to spiritual things. We should be thinking about God, the definition of God. There's a good one on page 465, another one on page 587, and also the definition of good, which is on 587. 587 is in the glossary. 465 is the first page in Recapitulation, which is chapter 14, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13. Now, the introductory quote to chapter 14 is very interesting. It is from Isaiah, and it says, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little." That's from Isaiah. In other words, compounding is the key to success. We do a little bit here and a little bit there. We don't try to accomplish everything in one day. We must strive to have one constructive step at a time. And all of those little steps will build up to a tremendous success. Little steps yield success if they're consistent and in the right direction. And that's what the system of divine metaphysics is all about. Mary Baker Eddy did not have it so easy in the beginning, but she finally came up a few years before her final edition with this statement on page 146. The topic of the paragraph is System of Divine Metaphysics. Or actually, I think it says Divine Metaphysics Reduced to System. I don't have the book open at the moment, but that's the idea. And the quote is, "Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease." Now, disease, of course, is anything that is not harmonious. It is a dis-ease. Anything that is not harmonious is a disease. It could be considered sickness or disease or death. It could be casting out a demon. In fact, the motto of Christian Science, or the seal of Christian Science, states the following: heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Mary Baker Eddy designed the cross and the crown, and that is the circle that is encompassing the cross and the crown, with those four statements on there: heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. That's the whole gamut. That is what we should be striving for on a daily basis in our study. We need to seek ye the kingdom of God. Seek God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Our healing comes when we seek a better understanding of God. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about the sick, the dead, the lepers, or the demons, or anything else that is discordant. Any dis-ease, no matter what the label is included. The system that Mary Baker Eddy gave us is all tucked away in Science and Health. And of course, that incorporates the Bible. There have been advanced students that have given us many, many truths about the system of divine metaphysics. The most advanced so far has been Rolf Witzke. And he has books with wonderful diagrams that show everything very clearly what he discovered about the system of divine metaphysics. We should spend time every day. We should invest time every day, because we're not spending it when we're building up something and we're building up our understanding. So it's investing time. We should be investing time every day to study the system. That's the key to healing. That's the key to harmony. That's the key to learning that everything we should be focusing on needs to be good. Mary Baker Eddy stopped several times a day to think about what she was focusing on, and does it line up with that very important focus? Good. Looking for good, supporting good in everything and everyone. When the threat of any kind of conflict is on the horizon, it doesn't matter what the label is. As noted, it could be between two people. Anything else that is greater than that is included. Everything else is included. Conflict, where there's friction. Suppose a country had brought a lot of nuclear weapons and a big army to our border between the U.S. and Mexico, or between the U.S. and Canada. Should we sit there and do nothing? Or should we defend our border? That's what Russia's doing. That's exactly what these other countries did over in Europe. They came right to Russia's border. Russia could not be patient any longer. They had to defend their border. We should not be patient if somebody comes to the Mexico border or the Canadian border or our east and west, where our ports are, where the oceans are, the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean. They got up through to the Gulf of Mexico, and they're sitting on the border of Florida and Mississippi and all the Alabama, you know, Texas, all of the area along the border, which is, in that case, the water. The water is the border. No. We can't be passive. That is the case where the Monroe Doctrine comes into force. We must defend our country. Because we were lackadaisical and let it come to that. We should never have sent any troops overseas to other countries. That's not our business. That is their business. And we totally neglected our own country, and we let the internal parts of our country rot. Rot. We exported all of our manufacturing. We have to take a stand. We are on the edge of the cliff. We need to be supporting metaphysically the whole concept of freedom for everyone, every legitimate legal citizen in the U.S. should be supported by our prayers. Notice I say legal citizens. We don't support illegal occupants. We support legal citizens. We support truth, not error. We support freedom, not slavery. We do not want to be enslaved by the evils of greed. We do not want to support Satanism, child trafficking, gun running, drugs, bioweapons. That's what we're supporting if we do nothing. Because that's what's being brought in this country by the open borders, through the open borders. One of the reasons that Russia wanted to wipe out a lot of Ukraine is because that has become the center for the corruption of all of the devilish activities. The bioweapons, the child trafficking, that's the center in the world for all that. So he had to destroy the lands, including the tunnels where all this activity was going on. Thank you, a big thank you to President Putin. He knew it. And the good part of the U.S. military was over there working with him. Thank you for those brave people that went over there to do that. We sent some very fine intelligence people over there to assist in locating where all these underground tunnels were. Well, we've got underground tunnels all throughout the United States. We have been bombing them. We have been going in there and cleaning out the people that are trying to do all their evil activities in there. We are cleaning out the evil mainstream media. Over 20,000 people in the last 2 years have been arrested, and some of those have already been executed because they are promoting the evil activities and they're trying to conceal the good that is taking place. The entire judicial system is corrupt. They convict and send to prison something like 99% of everyone that goes to court that is a prisonable offense. 99%. Hitler only had a 97% conviction rate. America has a 99%. The greed is even beyond Hitler. Can you imagine? And we're sitting here blind. Very few people know that. It's public information. Are we going to just sit by and continue to push ourselves or let ourselves be pushed over the cliff? Or are we going to take a stand now? If we don't take a stand now, we will go over the cliff. We will go into the longest period of dark ages that humanity has ever known. Mary Baker Eddy was not stupid. She's one of the most intelligent people that ever existed on this planet. That was her prophecy. I believe it because I can see what has happened in my lifetime. The effort of evil is to have good people fight against good people. So that's why they want a civil war. That is why they want any war. The population is mostly good people. Some of them are good because they know that's the right thing to do. Other ones are innocent and doing the wrong thing because they have been believing lies by the mainstream media. With 20,000 people out of the mainstream media in the last 2 years, we are now starting to see a turn of the tide. One of the popular news channels of conservatives, for the first time in probably a year, is now giving the truth. Because the ones doing the programming have been arrested. They've arrested or otherwise caused to be terminated from their positions 20,000 people. That's just in the U.S. over the last 2 years. We need to work with the idea of mind. What is mind? Well, mind is creative ability. Mind is intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. Mind is capacity, capability, functionality, facility. All of those things brought together brings performance. Performance brings power. As Mary Baker Eddy states, the good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. It's not a gift. We have to do the good activities. We have to think good, we have to talk good, and we have to do good. Not evil, but good. She says we have to guard our door against thieves and murderers. This is not just our door of thought, but this is taking action and guarding our borders. These people are sent to the border as a plan to totally invade America and take it over from within. The one that is proposing that he is the president of the United States is an actor, has been for many years. The real one was executed a long time ago. The vice president, an actor. They don't work out of the White House. They work out of sound stages. They are stages that were built because the White House has been blocked by the good military. There has been no one in there since the last president left. It has been sealed and protected by guard 24/7. The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, executed. At least one of the Supreme Court justices executed. Governors have been executed. They have clones, CGI, which is computer graphics. They have rubber suits. They have doubles. They have actors. This is public information. You can go on the internet and search for this kind of thing, and you will see there's videos there that show you how they do it. The head of the CIA disguise department became a whistleblower and did a video, and she showed how they did it. Hollywood says they were amazed that the CIA was more advanced than they were on disguise. You know, ever since we had the movie or the TV series Mission Impossible, people realized that what they were able to do. And it wasn't camera trickery. They actually had rubber suits that made people look like someone else. And that has been perfected over the last 50 years. They have people that have these suits on, and then they take them off right in front of you, and you can see who they are underneath. You know, they have their regular street clothes on underneath, and they have these rubber suits that go over that make them look like, well, this is like the chest up. You know, they don't need to do the bottom because they're all wearing clothes, but, you know, like the chest up is all rubber suits. The technology today gives them the ability to play tricks on the optical view that is shown to the public. But the facts are there. If somebody will do the research, they will see how they are being tricked. The one that was the Speaker to the House for many years, she said, how do you trick the public? She said, well, you make up a lie, you give it to the media, and then you refer to the media as your authority to promote it. That's what's being done. One three-letter agency has a disinformation program called Mockingbird. That's exactly what it is. It's mocking the truth. And their goal is for everybody in America, except for themselves, to believe the lies that they promote to be truth. That's their goal. 100% of the population outside of themselves. And that program has been in existence for about 50 years. That information is on our website right now. If we do not wake up, we will be put to sleep permanently. Remember, 94% of the population they want to get rid of. If you agree to a vaccine, you're increasing your possibility of an early demise by an enormous amount. If you wear a mask, breathing your exhale, how do you expect to have fresh oxygen? Are you kidding me? I see people driving down the street in a car by themselves. Well, not now, but when they were wearing the mask. Wearing a mask. Can you believe it? Driving down the street. I've seen people on motorcycles wearing a mask. People can really be ignorant. You have to stand up for what is right. These things only work for evil if the ones that are supposed to be good do nothing. One of their plans on reducing the population by that enormous percentage was to poison the water. And the one that planned that has recently been executed by the good military. We have two factions of military. We have the ones that are fighting for freedom. We have the ones who are trying to control everyone. And continuously we find people that are on the wrong side and they are sent to a military tribunal for a trial and there's 100% conviction rate. Because they don't take them down there unless they already have all the facts on them. They go through their bank accounts and they find that they're getting money for doing nothing. And they're promoting all this evil stuff, so they know that they're guilty before they take them down there. They don't take anybody down there to Gitmo unless they already have all the facts that proves that they're guilty. One of the biggest Hollywood talk show hosts of all time is at Gitmo right now. They picked her up, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. She will be having a trial come up. You have no idea, unless you've been following the right sources that have the reports from the tribunals, how many people have already gone through their trials and have been executed. There is a tremendous amount of swamp cleaning that has been taking place for the last 3 years. While everybody thinks nothing is happening, they're sadly mistaken. A lot has been happening. Okay, well anyway, let me just go quickly through the other synonymous terms and how you can work on this situation, because we have to deny the error and affirm the truth. The error is that there is conflict between God's ideas. The truth is that principle is the real government. Mind is the real thinker, the real mind, the real intelligence, the real knowing, the real wisdom. And there's no limit to its capacity or capability or functionality, facility. We have to know that spirit is the only substance. It's not an atom bomb. It's not a nuclear energy weapon. They don't have any power unless we give it power in our thought. If everybody refused to accept that as having any power, it would have none. They could set it off and it'd be a dud. It would have absolutely no power whatsoever. Just like Albert Einstein's good friend, Dr. Underwood, who was on the Atomic Energy Commission. This has been, 50, 75 years ago. And everybody else on the Atomic Energy Commission team lost their life as a result of radiation, but his friend did not. And Einstein asked him, he said, how is it that you're alive? Everybody else is gone. He said, I'm a student of Mary Baker Eddy. I'm a student of Christian Science. And that's when Einstein really got interested, and he's made some very dramatic statements that are on the website. He attended church, he attended reading rooms. He made the statement that you guys don't have any idea what you have. And he said, blessed art thou, to Mary Baker Eddy, or about Mary Baker Eddy. Blessed art thou, for everything that is in this book. So he was referring to Science and Health, the textbook. He said, imagine a woman discovered this over 80 years ago. He said this around 1950, and he was referring to Mary Baker Eddy discovering that there's no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. Because that's what he had worked on for a good part of his life. He was dealing with matter and what makes the world go around. He made a statement that the most important thing we can do is always inquire. Never give up inquiring. And he said you should try to learn something every day, a little bit every day, about the holy. Of course, he's talking about God. He said you should never quit questioning about the holy. So spirit is the only substance, so it's certainly not an atom bomb. It's not a nuclear warhead. It's not a shot they put in your arm that might force you to take it. You may not have the liberty to travel to be in another place when they're trying to do it. There's no power in a mask. There's no authority that can make you wear a mask. There's no authority that can make you take a shot, a vaccine or anything else they call it. No authority that can make you use respirators or something. Anyway, they're used to kill the people because they make your respiratory system to move faster than it's supposed to. It's not a normal rate. They do it purposely to kill you. I'm not a promoter of doctors, but there's a lot of doctors out there that have their heart in the right place. Ben Carson is one of them. He knows how to take a brain out of a head and repair it and put it back in. He's the only one that discovered how to do that. So there's a lot of people out there that are doctors that are really there for the purpose of helping humanity. These med beds, that's a major step up in getting rid of drugs and all that stuff, where they are neutralizing the negative charges in your body. And that's exactly what the diseases are, and illnesses and pain and all that kind of stuff. They're the negatives. And Mr. Rawson, one of the greatest practitioners since Mary Baker Eddy, discovered how to neutralize those negative charges retroactively so that the healing would start before he was even notified that they wanted to have his help. That's all on our website. Treating backwards and retroactive healing. It's on the website. Just click on his picture or go to the index of authors to the R's for Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N. He's the one that healed the man that had a load of rocks dumped on him by an animal. This was back in, 1910 or so, when they didn't have much in the way of motor vehicle trucks. And he had an animal that was pulling a cart of rocks, and he felt something was wrong with the tailgate, so he stopped it and went back to examine it. And the animal got alarmed for some kind of a reason and raised up and dumped a whole load of rocks on him. Mr. Rawson was looking out the window with another Christian Scientist, who's the one that really reported this healing. And Mr. Rawson said, "There is nothing but God." And the man came like a rocket up out of the pile of rocks that were on him. Otherwise, he could have been dead. Totally unharmed, unscratched, went on about his business. So spirit, he knew that spirit was the only substance and not matter. He knew that spirit couldn't be harmed, can't be injured, there can't be an accident, because everything is in harmony with principle. Principle is balance and harmony. System and structure. Soul is spiritual sense, which means our seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling are all from a spiritual source and not matter. Our eyes and ears and all that is only a symbol. Just like a beautiful tree, it has leaves on it. That's a symbol. But the life of the tree is in God. It is in life. Divine life with a capital L. So that's soul. So anytime we do any, utilize any of our senses, we got to make sure we're looking through the lens of spirit, because the real senses are spiritual. And I already mentioned principle, system and structure, balance, harmony. Life is living the qualities of God. We should be expressing vigor and ambition and enthusiasm, energy. Life is a symbol for fatherhood. The father characteristics are strength and courage, among other things. In fact, wisdom is attributed to a male quality. Intuition, I think, is probably more attributed to a female quality. But man is generic. Man includes all female and all male and all neuter qualities. So if we want to really be a child of God, we need to be expressing the motherhood qualities and the fatherhood qualities, and the qualities of Jesus, the sonship qualities. Truth is the sonship quality. That's consciousness. Jesus was conscious of his relationship with God. He was given the title of Christ because he was expressing the Christ consciousness in his daily activities, in his thought, speech, and action. That's what truth is. Truth is consciousness, it is motive, it is the opposite of error or mistake. Building a building, and you're supposed to have a wall that is 90 degrees, if that's the design, it has to be 90. It can't be 89, it can't be 91. If it's off, and you're building a tall building, you got big problems. Because you start with a foundation, and it's got to be right at the foundation, or you're really in trouble. All the way up. It'll probably fall over before it's completed, if it's a tall enough building. And love is the nurturing of all of the qualities. The motherhood, the nurturing, the bringing it to fruition, the wholeness and the completeness. That means that you have to be nurturing the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth. Not just the qualities of love, but you have to be nurturing all of them. So in order to have fulfillment and wholeness, you can't just have the female qualities or just the male qualities or just the sonship qualities. You have to have them all. You have to nurture them all. That is our daily activity that we should be focusing on, is nurturing all the qualities of God. The whole dictionary can be divided into like seven terms plus their opposites. Those are the qualities of God. Everything is a quality or the counter of the quality. And to have healing, we have to know what the problem is and we have to reason it away with its counter truth, its counter fact, the truth. That's how we can get rid of war. We can get rid of civil war. We can get rid of border problems. We can get rid of immigration problems. We can get rid of any problem, period. A problem is defined for this purpose as anything that is unlike God. Anything unlike God, we need to dispel, we need to get rid of, we need to reject it and not let it in our consciousness as being a reality. But like Kurt Johnson or Kurt Russell, he said that's fantasy. We have to recognize anything that is not godlike as fantasy. Unreal. Untrue. Well, that's a quick course on the qualities. And most of this has been spent on, and this is all extemporaneous, whatever comes to thought, I say it. And in this particular case, it became very strong to me that I had to get this point across, that what is going on at the border between Texas and Mexico is not just a small event. This is a life and death thing that is taking place between good and evil. In this particular case, the government, that is a fake government run by, you know, a people that are not even elected. People running the U.S. government are not even elected. You know, they're all fakes. They're actors. The ones that were elected, they've been executed because of their treason. And along with a lot of them, you know, a lot of the secretaries. I think the Secretary of Agriculture, and I already mentioned the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State. Many of them have been executed. Like I said, governors have been executed, mayors. Other ones have been executed. Supreme Court judge. Anyway, a lot of them have been executed. The point is, the swamp is being cleaned up. The people that are, and most of the big companies, their top executives have been executed. The ones that put out the vaccines. Well, I don't need to mention the company names, but. Well, Pfizer's one of them. Moderna, I think, is one of them. Anyway, many of them have been executed. Newscasters that were promoting the pandemic promoting the evil stuff. CDC. Disease, what is CDC? I forget what that represents. Center for Disease Control, I think it is. The NIH, National Institute of Health. World Health Organization, WHO. The top people in these organizations have been executed because they were treason. They were killing the population. They don't themselves take the vaccine. They don't wear masks. They do tests on them before they execute them. And they find that they never took the vaccine. It doesn't have any of the elements of what they're putting in the vaccine in their body. They found memos where these people wrote them to their top people and they say, don't take the vaccine. Promote it to everybody, but don't take it yourself. We need you to run the organization. And they found those memos. They've got complete access to their phone. So they've got phone calls and emails and all this kind of stuff. They prove that they're guilty before they ever arrest them. That's certainly not like what the government does. The government, you don't even do anything wrong, but they just want to get rid of you, so they just arrest you. And then they fabricate evidence, like the January 6th thing. Fabricate the evidence. The whole thing was put on by the agencies of the government, and they try to blame it on the leader of the good guys. We have to take a stand. We have to take a stand because we're on the edge of the cliff. And we better understand that now is the time to get totally committed. Well, it was long ago. It should be when we're first introduced to Christian Science, whenever that was. We have to be totally committed because this is something that should take your focus, should absorb your focus. And the beauty is we have the system of Christian Science. We have the system of divine metaphysics. We explain it in these treatments. There's over 100 treatments, I think 125 or 30 treatments that talk about the system. We teach you the system. Helen Wright has a book called Your Divinity Revealed. It's the greatest one to learn what the synonyms are. Maria Brunson has a series of seminars. Everything's on our website. And it teaches you how to use the synonyms in the system. Ralph Witzke is on our website. It shows you how each of the chapters of Science and Health line up with the system. He has taken the glossary, and instead of having however many are there, he has figured out that there's, I think he said 144, which is a perfect matrix for the system, 12 by 12. Everything is there. All the tools are on the website. You have it easy compared to what our predecessors had it. They were out there trying to figure out what in the world is a system. Because Mary Baker Eddy hid it. She told her right-hand gal, Laura, that I've hidden it. And she says, if I hide it anymore, they'll never find it. She had to hide it in order to protect the book. Like the Bible. It's got a lot of hidden things in there. And it was hidden in order to protect it from being destroyed. She hid the system. She told us that it was there, but she didn't tell us how to find it. And so it had to be discovered over the last 100. Well, actually, Rolf Witzke's work, the last one was 2010. So between 1910, when she passed, and 2010, that was 100 years. She said it would be 50 years before anybody would even be able to get started on understanding what the system was. And that was a guy by the name of John Dorley. And he passed on around 1950, so that was like 40 years after she passed on. And then it was another 30 years before Ralph Witzke discovered a lot of his things. And he had another partner by the name of Meredith. And they worked together for a while. And then Ralph didn't agree with some of the things that the other one was interpreting. And so he went off on his own. And he ended up giving us the most advanced system, Ralph Witzke did. Amazing what he was able to develop. I mean, he was an IBM mainframe man. So he was very, very technical with the biggest computer systems that existed. So he was very organized and methodical in his methods of operation and discovery and explorations. And that's how he was able to come up with this phenomenal work that he did on the system of divine metaphysics. All right, I'm going to end this. It's already over an hour, 66 minutes. Wow. We've got to work with these synonyms, and we've got to deny the error, and we have to explain it away with the truth. And don't forget to, I didn't mention it actually, but the encyclopedia by Frederick L. Rawson, Treatment or Healing by True Prayer, is an A to Z encyclopedia on 1,315 different ailments. And he tells you what the ailment, he gives you a quick, brief summary of the ailment, what the claim is by the medical people. And then he gives you the counterfact, which is what Mary Baker Eddy says we have to know and understand before we can heal it. And he gives it to us in an encyclopedia. We have it in alphabetical order. It took us a month just to index it. A month of our programming staff to index it. Monumental investment we have in that. But it is so valuable. It is really valuable. Anyway, those are some of the top ones. Wentworth Winslow, he raised a boy from dead. Bicknell Young, he raised himself from dead. He was drowned. And we've got all of Mary Baker Eddy's writings, of course. Helen Wright, Your Divinity Revealed on the synonyms. One chapter on each one. It's the most advanced, and yet it's the most easiest to read. And she's a fun one to read because she sprinkles it with jokes and so forth, but she's got the treasures all in there, out in plain sight. So those are some of the top authors. Putnam, Robert C. Putnam. He is an expert Bible scholar. I looked for, 20 years or more to try to find something that was really a great Bible course. And he spent 30 years as a Sunday school teacher, and he condensed what the summary of his key points in 30 years of teaching Sunday school and put it into 10 Bible lessons. Also, he's the only one that has explored the Council of Nicaea. That's NICAEA. And that happened in 325 AD. And that is where the state took over the church. 325 AD. So Christianity went bye-bye until Mary Baker Eddy came along. So that was 1866. So 1,500 years. Okay? 41 years. We were in the Dark Ages. And if anyone doesn't know what the Dark Ages were, we're on the cliff right now to go into one that is longer and more onerous than the years of 1325 to 1866. 1,500 years. 1,541 years, I guess. Okay? That's where we are. And our first big fight is right there at the border of Texas and Mexico. When our former president was in the White House, he had a deal with Mexico. And Mexico sent their federal police to the border to keep the illegals from coming across. But he found our former president, the one in the White House. Well, he's still officially the president. But anyway, he found that the government was so corrupt. I mean, he thought he was going to clean it out. But he found that everybody was corrupt. Matter of fact, Matt Gaetz made a statement in Congress, public, and it's video available. He says, I'm the only one of the entire Congress, and there's 435 in there. That means the other 434 are corrupt. He says, I'm the only one that has not taken money from the lobbyists. The only one. So these people stand up and give us a good story that they're going to do this and that and whatever, and yet they've taken money under the table. The same with the Senate. The guy that was after the chairman of CDC for gain of function. He said this guy ought to be arrested. And the White House military found that he had taken $1 million in his wife's name, put it in her bank account. He was investing in the companies that were benefiting from the medicine that they were giving as poisonous shots to the people. I mean, that's as bad as you can get. That's as bad as you can get. He talks like he's a real pure one out there in the Senate. Pathetic, pathetic, hypocritical. Well, anyway, I've mentioned several good ones. We have, I don't know, I think 93 authors. Everything is very well indexed, easy to find. I wish everyone the best, and you will have the best if you will remember the Monroe Doctrine, and you will remember our purpose, why we were founded as a country. It was to have freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, not forced vaccines, or wearing a mask, or taking our guns away. They've confiscated guns from a lot of good people that have good size investments in their guns. It's all illegal. They didn't have the right to do it. Anyway, there's going to be some major, hopefully, there's going to be some major, if people stand up for their rights, there will be some major changes take place. As I said, a lot of swamp draining has already been done. And there's a lot more to go. We got to stick to God. What is God? What is man? What is the relationship between God and man? And we have to seal every treatment. What do I mean by that? Well, it's in that document that I mentioned. That is the standard provisions for any treatment. But it basically means that we have to say at the end of the treatment that there is nothing that can dilute the effectiveness of this treatment. For all capability, all facility, all functionality is in the hands of God. And He's infinite. All intelligence and wisdom and knowing. Nothing, no truth in this treatment can be diluted. Can't be deflected. Can't be stopped. Can't be reversed. The truth is eternal. Always true and effective. There is nothing but God. God is all there is. We are His image and likeness, so we have the benefit if we let that be our guide in our consciousness. We got to hold that as our border. Only purity comes through our border of our consciousness. The only immigrant that we let in our consciousness is one that is pure, flawless, substance of spirit. The same thing across our border in our country that should follow our thoughts. And there can be no conflict For there is only one side. It's a side of truth. That's unity. Everything else is unreal. It's fantasy land. Has no effect on anything or anyone. Amen.